Okay, Joyful Light Weavers, we are here today celebrating December, because guess what? This is the last month of the year, God, believe it or not. I thought it was January, like just yesterday. Holy cow, man. Time collapsing for sure. So I had an image about an hour ago to give you whenever you meditate. So here's this beautiful image. So after you do the protocol, whatever your protocol is, and you're in this nice, lovely quantum state, envision yourself meditating in a circle with all the other joyful light weavers. How about that? And then that's how you guys can stay connected. And here's some fun stuff you could do. An experiment. You can pick somebody out of the group energetically and communicate with them telepathically and see what you come up with. And then when you come out of meditation, write down some notes so you don't forget. And who knows? That might come up in future membership calls. And you go, oh, it's that person. Wow. It works. Yeah, try that. That would be your homework assignment for December. Now, December, well, from Thanksgiving to December usually brings up holiday stress. So if you guys want to talk about that, we can do that. And we can do an activation around transcending holiday stress and perhaps going to see family members. Or maybe it's a time where you had a marriage and now you don't, but maybe you're going to see that person again during the holiday season. Whatever. It's just a thought, you guys. So, let's go on the Q&A for now and type in whatever you want me to talk about. Or pose a question, or a sharing, or something, so we can interact. Melanie says, not a spy. Hi, I'm Melanie. Funny. Comedy team's here. Yeah, man. Not a spy. Okay, Melanie's not a spy. I don't know where you're from, though, because you didn't put in location. You could be from Venus, for all we know. Okay, you guys, pose a question. On the webcast page, I'm going to give you 30 seconds. And then if I don't see anything new, we will go to the phone. The phone? Remember that movie? The phone? Probably dating myself. Goes back to... well, I don't know, 1960s or early 1970s. The phone. Okay, comedy team might do this call tonight. We're not sure, but they're sneaking in the back door. Okay, Marcy. Is Marcy still here? She's muted, though. Don't know where she went. Marcy, where'd you go?
No, I'm right here. I was just testing the web page from the members' content.
Oh.
To make sure it was working.
Yeah, it's so, working.
Yeah.
Even though Mercury's in retrograde, I think. It's working. Yay! Everybody clap their hands. Technology's working. We're transcending Mercury retrogrades forever.
On the phone. We have Arrowhead, California, and Libertyville, Illinois. And come on, folks, we want to hear from you. Press star 2 and raise your hand.
Yes. Who's ever from Arrowhead? Want to make sure that you're not in the path of the fires. California is experiencing another cleansing. So I have an idea, Marcy. Is that your dog?
Yeah, and I'm going to go let her out. So She doesn't keep interfering.
Okay. Star 2 to raise your hand. Those of you on the phone, and I can unmute you. What you got to share? Lots going on in the world. Lots going on in people's lives. The dog. It's a nice bark. Okay, Melanie. All right. Here we go. We're getting started here, folks. It's only 8 after. So, okay, let's see. Okay, the one that posted it. That's weird. And 6 minutes. Okay. Anyway, there's no name here. So it says, hi, Kenji. How is it that some folks can easily energetically bypass your field and cord to you or throw junk that sticks to your system? God, man, I hate that when that happens. That's like, God dang, man, I have to go to the car wash. Comedy team is definitely here. Why is it that this sometimes happens even when your vibration is high? Jealousy. If you know those people, jealousy, envy, a little resentment maybe. I'm just picking stuff out of the air to this unknown caller, not caller, but webcaster. Could use some help in continuing to bodybuild my field. Oh, I love that. Bodybuild my field. That's great. That's a great saying, bodybuild your field. Can I get some energetic whey protein to help with this? Zach. Yeah, Zach, you're funny, man. Energetic whey protein. non-GMO, of course. Jesus. From at least a fifth dimension, right? All right. So, Zach. I want you just to come to focus. Let everything go but this now moment and breathe. And activate your intuition. Just come into the here and now. I am going to ask you some things, and you are going to energetically sense the answer or the response so that you know directly. Yeah, just drop down from your brain. Just be in your intuition, however that translates for you. So where are these or were these cords connected to your body? So sense the plug-in point, so to speak. And just pick one. Follow that cord back to its origin and see a face. Or feel a physical body at the other end. And that's who that person is. And then simply ask the spirit of that person, why the cording? Now, if you do not like the energy of that cord, and we're really not supposed to be plugged in. The only plug-ins that are allowed are from parents to the kids until they're adults. Okay. You can sever that cord, detach, disconnect, however you want, from wherever it's attached to your body or in your energy field. Maybe it didn't come in all the way to the body. Maybe it just came into several layers of the auric field. What you want to do is patch that up in a sense of put some quantum putty in that kind of hole, if you will, attachment point. Seal it up. Make it your own. Hey, you could put some liquid whey protein in there. Whatever. Whatever makes sense for you. All right, and just take a deep breath and own that space. Because, see, that's a weak point. cords will go into a weak point in your system or in your body. So, yeah, in one sense it's like a no-no, but in another sense it's going to teach you where your weak points are so you can strengthen them. Then take a deep breath. All right. Now, you can type in there what that was like for you. I'd like to see how you respond to that. Energetic whey protein. Very good. Okay, Melanie, insight into embodying our highest light and higher selves. Need a little bit more specific, Melanie. Can you be a little more sports? Be a little bit more specific. It's Zach in San Diego. I should remember Zach in San Diego. I'm going to be taking some brain stuff to help me. Ayurvedic formulas that you put in your mouth and then swallow. My brain needs some help. Okay. Well, I guess I'm at the age where it does need some help. Okie dokie. So, Melanie, a little more specific. Or we could ask you, where are you on a subconscious level, perhaps blocking or impeding the flow of light from your high self to your physical body? Is there some level of unconscious resistance or pain or trauma or non-permission? Just asking. Remember, the energies are such and will continue onto the planet. It's continually bringing up all your stuff so that you can become more aware. So nothing really can be hidden anymore. And even if you try to suppress it, it's going to want to come up, and it might cause you very much discomfort in your body until you let go of the resistance. Okay, that's the energy of the nature of the light right now, because it wants to bring all the shadow stuff of humanity up to the surface. And all you got to do is watch the news and see that drama playing out every day in the evening news. And you just have to laugh at it, all of it, even though a lot of it's really sad and depressing. Bring joy to it. Okie dokie. So, Melanie says, I think it's Melanie. Let's see, who is it? Well, it's anonymous again. So it could be Zach or it could be Melanie. It says, left of the solar plexus area, threw some putty in there. I like the way you phrase that. I threw some putty in there. Actually, starting to feel better. All right. Is someone wanting to take your energy and power because they don't have enough? That's another one. Is there a sick person that you are sort of caring for, or could be a close friend? Significant other. Usually people will cord you in the solar plexus. That's probably the most popular area to be corded. And you will do the same thing to others if you feel in desperation or if you feel like you just don't have enough or you're really run down energetically and emotionally. You can do that to other people that you feel are stronger than yourself or that you look up to for guidance. You don't want to cord anybody. And you don't want to allow any cords into your space. It's very common, though, by the way. But it's not a subject that many people will talk about. I learned about this back in the 70s, 1972 to be exact. Okay. Keep typing, you guys. The more information I get, the more we can speak about it.
Kendrick?
Oh. Mm-hmm.
One of our callers, Roxanne.
Rocking out.
I'm going to unmute her.
All right.
Hi, Roxanne.
Hi, Marcy.
Hi.
Hello. Hi, Kenji.
Hi. So you live in Libertyville, so you're into liberation. Congratulations.
That's actually the next town north of me. I'm more in the country, but I'm all about liberation and, you know, patriotism.
Yeah.
So I have a two-part question for you tonight.
Oh, I better write this down. I don't like these two-part questions because my memory, you know, once I, like, remember the first one, and when they start doing part two, I start forgetting part one. Okay, so.
Okay, you say that, but you just remembered that you learned something in 1972. So your, like, long-term memory is amazing.
It's amazing. My short-term memory sucks. Yeah. That's why I'm taking these formulas.
Okay, two-parter. So they're both centered around energy. So the last activation that you did, which was, oh, my God, crazy powerful, and I listened to all of your things. So it's the one where you had said it was like 44 days, it would run in the background.
Oh, yeah.
So I would just like some clarity and understanding around that when you say, hey, you don't have to do anything. It's there. You know, it's running in the background. Are these things, well, now I'm going to do like little Roman numerals under my my two-part question. So, you know, when it runs in the background, do we need to be re-listening to it to intensify what's running?
Yes, you could do that. It's
okay.
You do that to intensify it, but think of it this way. You know, I'm speaking more and more in computer terms because everybody uses technology. So when you have an app that's running in the background, even though it's not visible, it's still there. And you still have access to it. It's just that visibly you can't see it unless you, like, go click on it or scroll to the left or however you do it.
Okay,
so,
but is it something we should tap more into? Like, we should be more aware of it in the background?
Yeah. Yes, exactly. All you got to do is think of 1111. Think of four ones with two dots in between the second and third one. So you can visualize 1111. That will activate it. You can think about Christmas Day. That will help activate it, too. So whatever. And see, we verbalize an activation, but much, much more is always happening beyond the words. Most people aren't aware of what's happening in the other realms unless they're very awake. But, you know, also you have to understand that when you really get awake, you don't want to be overwhelmed by the kinds of information or the experiences that you're going to have. So it's like everything in moderation. So maybe the reason why we're running it in the background, so to speak, is so you don't get overwhelmed. Because if you got all of the activation at once, not only would you pass out, but it might hurt your body. So we don't want to ever hurt your body, right? It might be too intense. Well, it would be too intense. You know these people that say, okay, Give me everything. I want enlightenment now. Well, I'll never say yes to that because I don't want people to get hurt.
Right.
Because if you raise your kundalini prematurely, you could have severe back pain, among other things, and be bedridden. Krishnamurti is an example of that. He spent a lot of years in bed. And the only reason why we know this is because he only wrote one book, and it was called My Journal or something like that. And he described these experiences, which was very helpful to me reading at the time back in, I don't know when it was, 1980s or something. But you want to be very careful with these higher energies because, I think the 1111 must have been really, really powerful because I got guidance to say to you guys, it'll run for 44 days as opposed to a few days or as opposed to just like 24 hours. So it's a gradual thing. It's a 44-day kind of a cycle that's layered. So, yeah, tune into it. Go back and tune into the first day of 11-11 last month and then go to November 12th and 13th and 14th. Feel the layering effect.
Okay.
Yeah. Okay. And then your part B?
Part B is also around energy. So I'm always a believer, right or wrong, that if you can be on an activation when the healer is administering it live, it's more powerful than listening to a replay. So how is the energy different, or is it really the same? I don't really understand how that works.
Well, yes and no. So I'm going to take a deep breath to get really clear. So yes, live is better because you have that interaction, even though you can't see the person. Everybody live on the call tonight, we have this interaction that the other members aren't going to have because they're not live. So we always like live because you can feel the interaction on many levels. The activation is still going to be as powerful or as strong for those that listen to it on replay because we've coded the understanding in the audio activation, you know, that's being recorded, the recording equipment, that it's going to hold the power of the activation. And actually, when I do live events, I have a professional recorder that I do the activations on, and then I send it to my editor, and he edits out noise and stuff. There is a difference than like, okay, this recording on Instant Teleseminar is going to sound different than if I had recorded on my personal recorder. But the effect is still going to be the same in the sense you'll get the changes as you open up to it. Does that make sense?
Yes, absolutely. Thank you for that.
Yeah, and see, the other thing about listening to it on replay, unless you do it telepathically, you don't get the power of the interaction like we're doing right now. Although, we should definitely put this in the recording, so here it is. So when you guys listen to any call or activation after the fact, you can telepathically communicate with who's ever doing the presentation as you're listening to the recording, as if it was live. Because, see, in the quantum, it's still alive. So when this call is over tonight, in the quantum, it's still live. It's still happening. In fact, it's evolving. So as you guys on an energetic level contribute to this call, it grows. This call, this recording will grow in the quantum. I don't know if that makes any sense. So nothing really ever dies. Everything is living and breathing, evolving and growing.
Fantastic. No, it's good to know. I've always wondered that. I always like to do, you know, if I can't attend something, I really have hesitation about doing it. But when I listen to a call live and then I do a replay, I always think, you know, energetically I'm getting more out of it.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it's sinking deeper and deeper and, you know, expanding within me. So that makes a lot of sense. So thank you for that clarification.
Okay. And just a curious question. So what's been going on in your life recently?
Oh, my gosh.
The energies are going to continue to amp up and get more intense, by the way.
Yeah. 2017 hasn't been the greatest year for me. I actually just lost my last dog standing on Saturday. He was very, very ill with kidney disease, so I lost 3 dogs this year and
wow.
My bunny.
Wow.
I lost my job as well back in June, but I have a lot of things swirling out there and a third interview that's being scheduled with a job that I'm really excited about. You know, I'm going to go to a dog show on Saturday and like meet some, I want a bigger dog, so look at different breeds. So I have a lot of things that have sort of come to completion, yet I'm not in a state of, you know, depression or anxiety about it. I've kind of taken it all with stride, knowing that, not that I wasn't sad, because obviously, you know, there's a great degree of sadness, but it's just part of moving through a situation and not viewing it as an obstacle or a negative. Really knowing that, you know, there's something even better out there for me. So change isn't easy, but change is a good thing.
Yeah, excellent. So all you guys hear that? Yeah, man, give her a high five, you guys.
Or you can all snap for me, click for me.
Click?
Yeah, you know, like they did in the beatniks with the the, you know, back in the day with the poets and things, that, you know, the clicking of the fingers, the snapping.
Oh, snapping of the fingers.
That's... I thought you would get that reference. You were going back to 72 earlier.
Yeah. Snapping. Well, I just wanted to make sure. Clicking and snapping. Yeah. Okay, wonderful. Well, good to know that you're by Libertyville. So you guys, if you're ever needing liberation, call Roxanne.
That's right.
Is there a request from this group that you'd like to make regarding your that beautiful job that you want to get?
Oh, absolutely. Please. And, you know, Kenji, this goes back to a call we had that I was on in maybe June, maybe July, where you told me to burn, you know, write down the qualities that I was looking for in a job. And then I told you I took it one step further and did it for a guy, you know, so I can meet my soulmate and all that fun stuff. So, yeah, I mean, if everybody would just send great energies and prayers that I am going to connect with my dream job and, you know, my soul group and, you know, all the criteria that I'm looking for. And even with, you know, pray for a guy, pray for a new canine buddy for me. You know, I mean, I appreciate all the prayers and energy. And this group is pretty powerful when we're on the calls. I know tonight is probably smaller, but just given the holidays and all the parties that are happening. But, you know, this is a really good group. And I can feed off the energy and feel the energy when many of the group members are talking.
Nice. So it'd be helpful to visualize in the universe the kind of dog you want.
Okay.
Well, if you're not sure, then, yeah, you're going to go to a dog show to find out, like, what kind of a breed that you're attracted to. But if you already know, then visualize that puppy out there coming to you. Get really detailed. Visualize the face, the body, the paws. Smell the paws. I used to love the smell of my collie's paws. It just had an odor that was just exquisite. Anyway.
I can do that. I've narrowed it down to two. I've narrowed it down to a Bernese Mountain Dog and a Leon Burger, which are both very big dogs.
Never heard of either one of them, really.
They're big, furry dogs.
Okay. Well, don't visualize both of them because you might end up with two dogs.
This is true.
Yeah, you better pick one. Yeah. And then, you know, you want a sense of, you want a male or a female, and if you want a puppy or a grown-up dog, all that stuff.
Okay.
And then what you do is you bring that into your heart. So you can do the same thing with your guy, your ideal guy. So you go, this is for everybody, whatever you want to create. So it's like you get a sense. But not only visually, but kinesthetically, emotionally, you want to get a sense of the kind of person that you would like to have in your life. So feel it energetically. What does this guy feel like? What's his energy like? What's his emotions like? What's his mind like? What's his body type? And his personality? And then when you get it, like, really good, where you're really like, wow, okay, I think I'm really right on. Then bring him into your heart. Literally, bring him into your heart. And then feel that. And if it feels really good, then you keep doing that on a regular basis. You don't have to do it every day, but on a regular basis, do that. And then just wait to see how he shows up or she shows up. How does that feel, Roxanne?
That feels great. And actually, I started dating someone last Friday. And as of Friday to what is today, to Wednesday, it's going well. So, you know. But I have to tell you, he's not the body type I would have gone for. He's like my height. He's like 5'6". So that's kind of odd for me. So you can't always go by that, you know.
Yeah.
You can want someone who's 6'5". But, you know, that might not be your soulmate. So, you know, we'll see. We'll see how this pans out. But, yeah, you know, like I said, if ever there was a year for me to be depressed, it would be this one, and yet I'm not whatsoever. It's just moving through the change, and nothing is insurmountable, and I'm not even jumping. I've turned down jobs. I've pulled out of candidacy for positions because I knew they weren't the job for me, and I would be miserable. So it's that sense of empowerment and, you know, moving forward.
Excellent. See you guys? You got that? That's very good. You can do the rest of the call, Roxanne. I'll just sit back here now.
You kick back till we have to do the activation. I got this.
Yeah, okay. Okay, next caller. Okay, wonderful. Thank you very much.
Me too.
That was cool.
Okay. I've muted Roxanne, and we only have one other person on the phone, so if you're on the phone, press star 2. Need some new questions or comments in the Q&A, so those of you on the webcast, please do that. And I'm going to take a moment because I do want this on the recording for people who are not live on the call. On Saturday at 9 a.m. Pacific, Denny, who's our web guy, and myself are going to do a member call to get input from all of you about what's working and what you would like to see different in terms of being a member in this program. So mark it down. I included it in the email I sent out to all of you yesterday. And I hope to see many of you on that call, and we can get your feedback. Thank you.
And what time is it Pacific?
9 a.m.
Okay. So for those of you in Arizona, it's going to be 10 a.m. Okay.
Right.
Now, we'll continue on the webcast here because Melanie wrote, good question. Yes, I think some past trauma is still standing in the way. Not sure what I'm reaching for. Things are amazing. I just know, feel there's a higher level of service embodiment of my higher self available. Okay, so Melanie, let's turn off your logic. Turn off your left brain for a moment. Click. And put on pause. Okay, and turn on your intuition. Then bring your awareness above your head, maybe way above your head. So you're going to be like in two places at once. You'll be here where your body is, and you're going to be way, way in the quantum above your head, your brain. And just tap into that higher level of service and embodiment. Just energetically tap into it like you were reaching into a cloud. You ever felt a cloud with your hands? It's a little bit like that. Just reach into and beyond what feels like a little cloud, a little white puffy cloud. And just bring it back now. Just bring it back towards here, towards where your body is, back here to earth. And just let it simmer. Let it kind of cook in your system a little bit. Percolate, actually, is a good word. Just for a few minutes. And then you can type in on the webcast page what you got from that. So that's a little fun thing. You're welcome, Zach. Okay. So the other person on the call, do you want to raise your hand? Arrowhead, California. Must be a native shaman type person. Arrowhead. Medicine man, medicine woman. Could be shy, though. Not doing star 2. Okay, so this is the last call for sharings, questions, before we get into an activation. I'm going to give you guys about one more minute to decide. Doop-de-doo. Marcy, you have anything to share? Good news from the front.
Good news from the front.
Yeah.
I will share this with people. Some of you know I've been going through some health challenges, and I've just been living in incredible grace with all the right therapies coming forth. And I feel stronger and better than I have in years. And
wow.
So I'm incredibly grateful.
Wow.
Yeah.
That's good.
It is. It's wonderful.
Yeah, it is. And is your body slimming down?
I know that's a big one for you, Kenji, but I'm not worried about it.
Yeah.
And yes, it is happening, but I am not focusing my energy on it at all.
Yeah.
I'm just eating really healthy and following the protocols that are really good for my body right now. So I'm doing really well.
That's good. And is Paul following the protocol too?
Well, you know what he just said to me? And Paul's my husband. He stood in front of me and he said, "Look, my love handles are going away."
Tell Paul. Congrats.
Your wife's healthy diet is helping him, and he said yes.
very cool. All right. That's progress, folks.
Yeah.
Okay, one last opportunity for those on the phone. Arrowhead. Is Arrowhead going to speak or not? I guess not. Okay, folks. Saddle up. We're going to do the activation. Saddle up. What is this, the cowboy comedy team or something? All right. We're going to go on a journey. Okay, we are going to go on a journey, folks. All right, so you want to make your body, you might want to lie down for this. But get yourself very comfortable so you don't have to pay any attention to your physical body, where you can totally let your physical body go, even to the point of not being aware of it at all. So we're going to ask the Great Earth Mother to take very good care of your body during this activation. You might want to imagine or feel that the Earth Mother, as a spiritual presence, is wrapping her wings around your physical body and taking it, your body, into her creative center, deep in her heart center. And there you will just let your body hang out. Nothing to do but just hang. Okay, so you're going to have the body breathe a number of times to completely relax the brain and the nervous system. We're going from beta and alpha brain waves through the breath. We're going to slow it down. We're going to gently go into theta. Your breathing is slowing down. Your heart rate is slowing down. Your kidneys, your adrenal glands are calming down. And just let go of the day. Let go of all sense of technology, your to-do list. Let go of everything that's going on in your world. Family members, Christmas coming up, New Year's, all that. And as you continue to breathe very deeply through your solar plexus, invoke the violet light. So this is not a purple light, it's a violet light. So it's a little bit of a blend. I would say between rose and blue purple. And make it very transparent. Make it crystalline, shimmering, translucent. You want to make it very energetically very light, but very strong. And it's where you can actually see through it. It'd be that transparent. Okay, so invoke that to begin to cleanse your body and to begin to detoxify your body. of everything on every level that is not aligned to Christ consciousness and your level of oneness. This could be people, places, things, memories. It'll vortex in your body. It will vortex in your field. And it will move a certain way. It'll either move clockwise or counterclockwise. At this point, you're going to detach from tribal consciousness, all of the activity that's going on in the world, your pain body, your emotional body, and your intellect. Okay, we're going to invoke the four pillars of light for your physical space, Council of 14, to help guide you energetically in this activation, in the background, as it were. And they, as a council of light, will help you in orchestrating your higher energies, eventually to be embodied and integrated into your daily life. All right, so you're just going to, again, disengage, disconnect from everybody that you know for the moment. And we're going to call in all of your family members on a spiritual level to receive this activation, as well as any of your ancestors that are still around the earth plane to receive. We're going to bring in the Christmas spirit in this activation, since it is becoming the winter months, which symbolize going within and doing your homework, tapping into all of your renewable resources internally, your non-GMO internal resources. This is your wealth of knowledge. This is your Akashic records. This is the kingdom of heaven within. So allow the body to breathe even slower now. Completely relaxed. Completely open to receiving more light. All right, we're going to call forth your inner child to receive. Specifically, any and all holiday stress, Christmas stress, the approaching New Year stress, this can also come from past lives as well as your earlier childhood. This will also include any worry, concerns, expectations, regrets, disappointments, confusion. Bring all of that, any and all of that, into this vortex of the violet light as if you're giving it over. Now, these are your burdens that you've been carrying upon your shoulders, symbolically speaking. or the pain that you've held in your solar plexus, symbolically speaking, or the pain in your lower back. Or the heartaches in your chest. Even the migraine headaches. Feel this violet light flushing. It's like a cleansing. Flushing through every level of your aura, your field, as well as internally through the liver, kidneys, gallbladder, lungs, small intestines. Gonna call forth your guardian angel to step into your field of vision. To give you a message of hope and inspiration. I'm going to do a little Christmas manifestation, a Christmas Day manifestation. Go deeper into the quantum, go deeper into the oneness. As if you're being pulled towards a great light. That is called your source energy. That your awareness is being drawn towards the core of this source light. You're going to be recharged. Your batteries are going to be recharged. Your ever-ready, rechargeable battery system. This will help your solar plexus. This will help your adrenal glands and kidneys. As well as your ability to stay focused and on point, on task, in the now. Okay, moving into the theta brainwave, a level for your body. Now, there are certain parts of the eighth chakra, the one above your crown chakra, that has to do with the coding, CODINGS, the codings for the brain regarding the ascension process and the body's journey into an enlightened state, meaning full of light. So we're going to help you to clear the channels between your eighth chakra and your crown chakra, allowing the brain to begin to move into delta brain waves, very slow brain waves. The more you are relaxed, the more awake and alive your consciousness becomes. So as the body relaxes, the consciousness becomes more acute, more keen, K-E-E-N. So you want to calibrate from the A chakra, a rebalancing of your sensitivity, your empathic abilities, that will also include your telepathic abilities and your clairsentient abilities. It's time for a little rebalancing so you don't become overwhelmed during this holiday season in particular. Your nodal points, N-O-D-A-L, your nodal points are being recalibrated. That's like fine-tune, a fine tune-up. In extreme experiences and trauma, your nodal points will be affected. Your nodal points help you to stay connected to your body. So the visual you can have for this is like if you're a carpenter and you're going to make something level, you would use a level. So that is a bubble inside this liquid, and it has a center point. So the idea is to get the bubble right in the middle of the line, as it were. So your nodal points are being rebalanced to be able to withstand even greater levels of planetary stress in the upcoming year. So essentially, you're going to become stronger in the midst of the eye of the hurricane, as it were. So always hold the remembrance. Whenever a hurricane comes, you stand in the eye of it. Peace and calm. Now, that light that you feel in your awareness, okay, begin to bring it closer to your physical body, moving through the layers of awareness, as you begin to sense the density or the heaviness of coming back here towards the body, you're going to bring that lightness of being with you. Now, in this lightness of being are many different kinds of energies that you will use in the days to come and during this holiday season. One being laughter and humor. Have the body take a slow, deep breath. You're still in the quantum. You're still in the oneness. There's another vibration that you're bringing forward, and that is one of truthfulness. The power of truth. Another energy is called discernment, knowing what is correct for you and what isn't. Now, we're going to deepen the connection of your intuition with your body. So, as a soul, as a sovereign, free spirit within creation, begin to connect another part of your ability to intuit people, places, and things, different levels of reality, with your heart chakra. Now we're going to focus into your pineal chakra, basically in the center of your skull. And begin to sense and intuit and to clairvoyantly envision that your pineal chakra looks like an eye. About the size of your eyeball, inside the center of your brain. And it should be facing upwards towards the sky. And it will be a certain color. Now, there are PowerPoints related to the pineal chakra. When these points are activated and flowing correctly, what will appear around your head and shoulders is a halo. That is depicted in historical art, religious art mostly, of the Christ and the saints of our history. So today we're going to work on that. We're going to work on assisting you in activating and decalcifying your pineal gland. we can say there are several access points that intersect the pineal chakra. Now, there may be some resistance internally within you for these points to be connected to the pineal chakra. So you can see them as somewhat similar to beams of light that come out of the pineal chakra through the skull, through the energy body that forms the halo around the back of the head and the top of the shoulders. So we're going to send the power of grace from Source. So whatever that means for you, the power of grace into and around your pineal chakra to begin to decalcify the resistance that is around the pineal chakra. You might feel a little head pressure, dizziness, subtle jerkings in the body, temperature changes, flinching. Thirst. It almost looks in one sense like spokes of a wheel, and the wheel representing the halo. Now take a deep breath down your central channel. Your breathing tube goes right down the center of your body vertically. Again, the violet light is still working in the background, working at cleansing and purification of all the different layers and levels of your awareness, your body, your energy field. Now, even though Santa Claus is not real, in a matter of speaking, we're going to call for Santa. And you're going to ask Santa for a Christmas present, a spiritual Christmas present. You can have your inner kid do this. They love doing this. Have your inner kid sit on Santa's lap and whisper into Santa's ear what it would like for Christmas, a spiritual Christmas present. Now, have the body relax into that. So now, any resistance to receiving and embodying that Christmas request, allow that to come in to to come up within the next 7 days, 6 to 7 days. And in all resistance to receiving, to being blessed, to feeling the grace upon your heart, and the violet light is going to finish up with the cleansing and alignment process. Now, you may feel a little empty for a number of days, and maybe in a certain kind of way, a feeling of loss. That's going to be normal. Breathe in the newness of your future. So you can breathe in your future now, your possibilities, and levels of creativity. Your levels of increased or enhanced discernment. And generally, the power of the body to heal itself. So first ask energetically, what the body is needing to restore itself to its original set point. These are the spiritual nutrients of life, love, joy, inspiration. Now, as you come back to the physical body, readjust your grounding with the earth. Have the body take a deep breath. Now, imagine, we're going to imagine a day in the life, and you're going to see yourself just doing your usual thing upon the planet, but this time you're going to feel your feet as you walk the planet, that your feet are like the rocks, the big granite boulders of this earth. So as you walk into your normal day, you're going to feel your feet as if they were granite boulders that are completely connected with the energies of inner earth, the heart of nature. And at the same time, you're going to feel the rest of you, the rest of your body, feeling very expansive, as if you could encompass the whole sky and clouds and levels of heaven. And now you are walking in two worlds. You are walking upon the reality of the earth, and your awareness is in the quantum, all at the same time, having access to whatever you need to know, whatever you need to do. And you're very present. And internally, you're very still. Like a calm lake in the middle of a forest where there's no wind. Completely calm, serene lake. And your mind is like that. So what your mind reflects is simply the surroundings of your environment. So coming back to your body, we're going to reconnect to your original 8 cells of creation at the base of your spine. Still in a quantum state of perception and awareness. Allow your original 8 cells to readjust as well, to be in perfect synchronicity and harmony with one another. And as they synchronize in divine flow, the cells in your body are going to replicate that same state of divine flow, divine harmony, divine balance. Now bring your awareness to your spinal column and take the hands of your light body and begin to massage your spine. Wherever there's a little tension, just begin to massage it. Wherever you're feeling stiffness or congestion, just gently massage it. Allow your hands of light to be a perfect and clear channel for the power of grace or your spinal column. Sweep up and down the spine. You can sweep off the spine sideways, that is horizontally. You can do a little deep tissue work upon your spine. Beginning to massage out the little knots of tension. Gently massage at the base of the skull. Okay, gently coming back to the body now. Feeling the bottoms of your feet, palms of your hands, the space above your head, feeling your throat, your belly button, and both your big toes and your thumbs. Take a deep breath. Coming back more alive, more awake, more alert, more of who you really are. Okay, take a deep breath. Slowly open the eyes. Remember to drink water. And please make sure you're grounded before driving your automobile tonight. Now, just notice the feeling of the space around you, around your body. Notice the space above your head. And notice the space below your feet. Notice the space behind you. And the space in front of you. As well as to the right and left of you. Now, reclaim that space. Own it. And Now, some of the after effects might be, again, a sense of loss, a sense of emptiness inside your body. The floodgates to your intuition might really start to open up. So pay attention. Your changes will be reflected in the world through the people that you know and meet in the marketplace. Ask for what you need, in a sense. Ask for what you want. Share your feelings, your inner thoughts. Now, from a feeling place, create the kind of Christmas that you truly would like to experience. Well, the whole holiday season, really. And feel the kind of people you want to hang out with. Remember the Holy Comforter. Settle in. And when you are ready, you can go about the rest of your evening. Some of you may want to just stay in the zone for a little bit longer, and that's all right. Each and every day, you can choose to hold the quantum state longer. So it is like building up a weak muscle. Practice every day a little bit each day. And you may go through what appears to be some levels of detoxification and purification. In which case, you just love yourself even more and accept yourself for the being that you are and know all is well. So until next time, the angels send their love. The Earth Mother loves and supports you. And your inner child is lovable, huggable, and full of light. Many blessings.